Welcome to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, with your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Veterans Perspective. I'm your host, Zanetta Adams, the Director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Today, we're talking about paths to homeownership. And joining us today will be Shalene Roman and Jeff Burke from Keller Williams and Eloy Martinez from American Portfolio Mortgage. We'll also be joined today by Dusty Young from Green Path Financial Wellness to talk about how you can get to that path of homeownership. And then we'll be talking with David Buick from the Michigan Department of Treasury. We have a ton of useful resources and information for you that you don't want to miss. Again, as always, you can always reach us at 1-800-MICHVET. That's 1-800-642-4838. That's any time to get more information. So stick with us and we'll be right back on the Veterans Perspective.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Today, we're talking about paths to homeownership. And joining me again today is Aaron Stover, who's the Public Affairs Officer for the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, Director Adams.
Yeah, so you were pretty busy in the last few days, weren't you?
Oh, just a minor, I should say a major life event is that my husband Josh and I just bought a house.
Wow. I remember when I bought a house and the fun time of packing up and moving everything. I'm sure that you had a great experience like every person does when they have to move, didn't you?
I feel like it should just be a law that you're able just to leave everything behind and just start from scratch and just buy everything brand new for your new house. I think it would make moving would be so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're a person like me who loves some certain pieces in my house, they're hard to leave behind. So I think that it's a great segue, the fact that you just moved and just went through the home buying process, to talk about today with veterans specifically about paths to homeownership. So one of the things that I've noticed in the research that I've done is that one of the most unutilized benefits in 2019 from the Veterans Benefits Administration in the state of Michigan was VA home loans, which I was very surprised at that. And so I don't know if it's because veterans are just renting more, or they don't know about VA home loans, or they didn't qualify for them. I don't know what the answer is, but we need to increase that, because there's a huge benefit in using a VA home loan.
Oh, I believe there is. And, you know, just even my husband and I, neither one of us are veterans. And it was something that we just thought that we're going to rent for a really long time, because we just didn't know that there was programs that were out there that could help us. And the most surprising thing, and it's something that you hear a lot of people talk about, is when people are moving from renting to home ownership, that a lot of times their mortgage payment is less than what their rent payment was. And my husband and I were in that boat of our mortgage payment is $300 less a month than what we were paying in rent.
You know, that is a lot of times the case. And the thing is that, you know, even if it's close to the same or a little bit more, you are actually investing in your future, investing in your children, or, you know, it's something that can pass down to your next generation. So, I mean, it's a huge thing, and being able to take advantage of that and utilize a VA loan if you qualify is huge.
It is. And there's something to be said of, it feels very, and I hate the word of saying doing adult things or being an adult, but owning your home feels very adult. It feels like my husband and I have something that's ours, that we're building equity. It's what you said. It's something that could go to, you know, children or grandchildren. It stays in our family, that this is something that we worked really hard for, and that home ownership is such a great way to show, like, this is what we've worked for and this is what we're working towards.
Absolutely. So I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering, well, I mean, I'm renting right now, or they may be thinking, I'm even living in a home. Can I take advantage of a VA home loan? Well, the first thing you need to do is figure out if you're eligible for a VA home loan. So there is a process that you probably should go through, and you can look that up on benefits. I believe it's benefits, vabenefits.gov, or you can give it. I probably said the wrong thing.
Yeah. So all I did was just do a Google search of VA home ownership, and it took me right there. And so I'm at va.gov, and then this is housing assistance, and it has all the steps that veterans need to do. About that, it seems like that first step is that certificate of eligibility. And so the VA describes of what you need to do to get there.
And And you're right. And so I, you know, I'm utilizing the VA home loan at my home. And the first thing I had to do was, you know, fill out an application, which you can now do on ebenefits.gov. So if you have access to ebenefits.gov, great. If not, you need to go sign up so you can get access to it, because you can get all your records and see them all on ebenefits.gov. And then you apply for your certificate of eligibility and you take that in to talk to a lender. That's what I did. And the lender basically, you know, looks at that and says, wow, you want to get a $150,000 house, then that means, you know, you're guaranteed that if anything happens, I'm getting the entire money back, which is why I didn't have to pay a down payment when I bought my home, which is great. And so, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say reading about and learning more about like the VA home loan process and the fact that a lot of veterans don't need a down payment, I just have to say is, what are you waiting for? This is such a great time to buy a home. Please, please listen today about the resources that we're talking about and really use these to your advantage.
Absolutely. And the other thing I want to say is that if you already own your home and you're not utilizing a VA home loan, you can actually use the, I believe it's IRRRL. You can refinance your home with your VA loan and cut down, utilize the, you know, almost dang near the lowest interest rates. And you can actually take advantage of the VA home loan there and not have to pay any additional points or anything in order to get that refinanced. So you can refinance your home with the VA home loan as well. I mean, obviously there are requirements like primary residence and things like that, but it's a great opportunity to take advantage of. And if you're looking for someone to help you through that process, and you don't want to use the online resources, you can definitely give us a call at 1-800-MISHVET. That's 1-800-642-4838 to find out more information, and we can make sure that we get you connected to somebody who can help you. So I guess what would you say to those folks out there who probably could buy a home but haven't yet?
I would say that if my husband and I can do it, that you can do it. I have horrible credit from student loans and my husband has no credit. His credit score is literally zero. And if we were able to figure out how to buy a home, I guarantee that you will be able to figure it out as well. And I encourage you to do it.
Well, you heard it there. So stick around with us today, because we're going to be talking about what you should do, like who you should talk to as far as brokers and lenders, when in the process you should talk to those individuals, as well as some other opportunities for 100% disabled veterans. So stick around with us as we go to a commercial break, and we'll see you when we come back on the Veterans Perspective.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
So welcome back to the Veterans Perspective. Today we're talking about paths to homeownership and for veterans and their families. And joining us today are Shalene Roman, the buyer's agent at Keeler Williams, Jeff Burke, associate broker at Keller Williams, I'm sorry, Realty, and Eloy Martinez, local lender at American Portfolio Mortgage. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So one of the things that I will say as a director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency is that one of the most underutilized benefits that the Veterans Benefits Administration offers is home ownership in Michigan. So we don't have a lot of veterans utilizing that opportunity. And so we'll be talking more about that today. But, you know, I wanted to bring you all on so that we could talk about what's going on in the market. Where are we at? Like, is this the time to buy? And so let's kind of dive into that. And I'd love to hear more about, first of all, you know, with the interest rates being so low, what does that mean for home buyers right now?
You want to take that, Jeff?
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and Eli, you can kind of pipe in as well, but with the interest rates the way they are right now, buyers are able to get so much more house for the money. They can afford more. Their payments are lower than most of the time than what they're spending currently on their rent. You know, with the VA loan and the zero down, which Eli will, you know, kind of get into, it's just a great product to get into. So you don't need a lot of money to qualify to buy a home to do that. So the market is extremely hot, way competitive. The inventory is very, very low, which makes it very competitive. So you have to be working with somebody that's very, I say aggressive, but get you in the house within that day or the next day. Otherwise it's gone with multiple offers. And, you know, I mean, we've been experiencing 20, 25,000 over asking price, still not getting the houses. So you got to be very, very aggressive with your pricing, your strategy, how you structure your offers. And I mean, just everything from there. But Eli, I'll let you kind of pipe in a little bit if you got some more here.
Yeah, I mean, the rates, as you all are seeing, are very, very aggressive. And I mean, we've had some fluctuation since the new year kind of rose in, but at an all-time low. And I think now is such a beneficial time for our veterans that that need that housing. It's a great benefit. It's overlooked. I think there's maybe some old myths that, you know, or old stigmas that come along, like, oh, the process takes, you know, 120 days. And I mean, it can, depending there, I mean, every situation is different, but Jeff and I have done a ton of VA stuff. And, you know, our company, we cater very much so to the veterans. We're experienced in our process. We have our SAR underwriters that we underwrite directly to VA guidelines. So just, you know, having those relationships, you know, myself being able to partner with Jeff and his clients, just giving that veteran the experience that, you know, they would desire. But I think that there's been some stigma in the past that, man, it's a difficult process. I don't know if I want to do it. But as long as we got a professional kind of walking them through the motions here, I think it's very, very beneficial for these families to get into the homes.
You know, and you raised a good point, both of you. You know, one of the things I think about is that, you know, people, like you said, are renting. And, you know, when I became a homeowner from renting, I looked at the vast savings. And while you might think, okay, maybe I'm paying a little bit more for a home, really, that's your home that you can paint, you can redecorate, you can do all these different things that you can't do as a renter, and it's an investment. So, you know, I guess my question would be, there are some people out there that are renting right now who think, well, you know, I'm probably too young to own a home, or I'm too old to get into that process. Like, what would you say to them? And maybe Shalene?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Thanks for having us on, by the way. I would just really like to point out, I have a couple clients that are first-time homeowners, and looking at what they were paying a month for, let's say, an apartment versus what they actually are paying for their mortgage to own a home, it is an investment for yourself. You are building equity, you know, especially veterans, even, you know, when you do get a little bit older, maybe even a condo, you know, owning a condo where the lawn and the, you know, snow removal is all, you know, because part of owning a home, you know, is having to fix it yourself, repair, you know, shovel the snow. And so that's just a great opportunity to build equity for yourself. And you're absolutely right, an investment for yourself to really, you know, create that ownership, that pride in ownership. And yeah, that was a great question.
You know, so another thing I wanted to talk about, you know, we'll get just in a few minutes, we'll talk about the VA home loans, if you know, and your experience with them. But we're going to be having Green Path Financial Wellness on the show to talk about some of the services they provide to help with credit repair. But what other tips might you all provide or suggest to have our listeners start saving money? Or what kind of tips would you give them, especially in the economy that we're in now?
Man, go ahead. I'll chime in. And I think the realtors want to just preface, you know, speak first, find your agent, you know, find to say, hey, I have some houses I'd like to look at, but I understand that I probably should get pre-approved, and they'll direct you to their, you know, their partner, their relationship, because really there's a lot to be said in just having relationships. But that being said, you know, for the veterans to get, find out what their buying power is, find out what their maximum is, get all those details out, because that will make their process of finding a home much smoother. The agents will know what their price range is and, you know, what they can afford or what they can't afford. We need to know what we don't know, so we're not kind of spinning our wheels. But I think that's an important first step for them, for sure, is to kind of get with somebody, look what their financial landscape looks like, and then begin that journey.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as a buyer's agent, you know, a lot of people, they just want to hurry up and just see the houses, right? Everybody loves HGTV. They want to hurry up and see all the houses and get inside. And of course, as agents, we love showing the homes, but it's one thing when you show a property that maybe the client maybe is not pre-approved for that amount. So they fall in love with this house. And then you go into the pre-approval process and find out, well, that house is a little too pricey for what I can afford. And then you're comparing every house to that first house that you fell in love with. So really, Eloy, that was a great point. Really starting off with that pre-approval process and just doing that first. You know, some people shy away from working with lenders first because they think, oh, well, I'm not ready yet, or I just started looking. But really, that's a great first step to handle the pre-approval process with a lender, just so that you know what you're qualified for. And then that way, we're happy to show you homes. And with the way the market is right now, you know, there are houses that are on the market, you know, less than a couple of days or less than a week. They're, you know, going very quickly. So when you do see a house that you love that you want to put an offer in, we always submit the offer with that pre-approval letter. So, you know, we would want to already have that pre-approval letter as we're going in and showing you homes, you know, that you love. And, you know, Jeff, I don't know if you want to chime in on that, but, you know, working on as the buyer's agent on Jeff Burke's team, that is just something that we're doing. Also finding different ways to sort of sweeten the pot, we like to call it, in an offer, because this, with the market the way it is, we're finding different opportunities and different ways that our offer can be a strong offer. We say we write to win, and you know, and then create that strong offer in this competitive market.
Okay. And did you want to provide anything further on that, Jeff?
No, well said. Yep. I mean, the big thing is just working with a professional. Eloy knocks it out of the park with VA. We do a lot of VA loans. That's where he's our go-to. So just work with a professional and a good team.
So then basically they want to start, if they want to use a VA loan, they want to start with talking to an agent first to find out what steps they need to take and where they need to get that, what certificate of eligibility, correct?
Yeah, just knowing the process, you know, I mean, getting with a professional, with a realtor, really kind of help guide you through that, those steps as to, you know, because there are a lot of things you don't know that we do. I've been selling 25 plus years. Eli's been selling, you know, doing lending for, you know, quite some years as well. And just getting with the professionals that know how it's done and the process, and makes it nice and smooth for us.
Well, that's wonderful. So if people want to find out more information about how to start that process, where can they reach you?
They can go to my website, jeffburkassociates.com. You know, go right on there. They can Google me. There's a lot of, you know, first-time home buyer videos on there, what to do during the buying process, you know, A to Z, and so on. So, or they can reach out to me directly at 517-204-3311. And we'll get you in touch with Shalene as well.
All right, perfect. And we'll make sure that we share your information as well, Eloy. So thank you so much for joining us today on the Veterans Perspective.
Thank you for having us.
All right, stick around and we'll be back after this commercial break.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
All right, welcome back on the Veterans Perspective. We're talking today about paths to homeownership, and joining us next will be Dusty Young from GreenPath. Now, Dusty has been with GreenPath for nearly 15 years, where she's held several roles, including financial counselor, business analyst, partner experience manager, and her current role, program manager. Through her roles at GreenPath, she has helped people expand financial health by working with GreenPath's partners. 3 years ago, she founded No Spin November at GreenPath, a campaign that helps people take actions to improve their finances. Most recently, she led the charge in developing a financial coaching program for GreenPath, which uses tools and resources to help clients have a safe space for candid money conversations and allows them to build economic resiliency. I would also like to add that GreenPath Financial is a partner with the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund and work closely with the trust fund to help veterans become more financially resilient. So welcome, Dusty.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be on today.
And so I love that you're able to join us. We talk about GreenPath Financial a lot. And I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about what GreenPath does and how you work with veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. So GreenPath Financial Wellness is a national nonprofit, and our focus is really on helping people build financial resiliency and giving them access to information. You know, it's so easy nowadays to go online and to Google And oftentimes it doesn't teach you how to apply the information to your life and your circumstances. And that's really also how we're helping veterans. We're helping them navigate. We're helping them figure out how can you take financial advice and apply it to your life? And how can you do that in a safe space, especially if you've just served and you've done so much for our country? And oftentimes you're really not encouraged to talk about any problems that you might be facing or any financial difficulties. And so this gives them a place to have those conversations, to really talk through, what does it look like? How do I manage my money? How do I stay on track? How do I make it easy for me to just make great financial decisions?
So do you help those veterans or individuals in general come up with plans? So can you help them develop a plan that they can walk away with and kind of work through?
Yeah, we have a whole library of resources online. We've got worksheets, guides, educational on-demand webinars about managing your money. We have some online learning experiences to help you set up a simple spending plan and prioritize. And then if you call, fantastic. Anyone can call at 866-648-8122 and they can get that free plan. So they can actually talk with someone about their specific situation, what their goals are, what they're hoping to accomplish. And then they can walk away with a plan of action and make sure that they can actually implement. Because oftentimes there's this great big gap between what you intend to do and then what you actually go home and do once life gets in the way. So we're going to make it easy for them to implement that information and to say, yes, I do want to save. How do I get there? I know it's not going to happen overnight, but I want to buy a house. What step am I at? And what do I need to do to move forward?
That's great. And so, you know, we've been in this pandemic for over a year now, and with shutdowns and different things like that, I'm sure people have maxed out their credit cards. They're maybe having difficulty paying them and need to get their credit repaired because maybe they want to buy a home, or maybe they need to buy a car, or any of these things that they need good credit for. Do you assist with that type of credit repair, or what resources would you recommend for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage anyone to check out our website or give us a call so that they can develop a plan of action on how to get their finances under control. If they have a lot of credit card debt and they're trying to figure out a plan to pay that off, we have a wonderful debt management plan, which can help lower interest rates, bring accounts current, make payments more manageable and more structured. So that can be a great option for people. We can help them develop a plan on their own. We can help them figure out how to make hard choices. So really figuring out, how do I keep my credit intact? If I'm not able to make payments, which payments do I prioritize? What does that look like for me? What are my other options? Sometimes it's really nice to just be able to talk through all of that with someone else, with somebody that's neutral and unbiased and can help you understand the pros and cons of all of the different options that are available for you. And they're going to get that when they call GreenPath. And if they're not ready to call, they just want to kind of browse and get information, they can check out our website for those additional details and options and information.
You know, debt management is huge. I mean, I remember when I was going through trying to prepare to buy our first house, we had to try to get our credit cleaned up and, you know, medical bills and all of those things. And there were people that were charging a pretty penny for that. And that kind of brings me to the conversation with the partnership between GreenPath and Michigan Veterans Trust Fund. So if someone was to go through our trust fund or through that partnership, what would they have to pay for these services?
Yeah, so I'm actually so glad that you brought that up, because I think that the partnership is fantastic because it allows people to get information about GreenPath, who's national nonprofit. We've been around for nearly 60 years. We've built that trust. We're located in Metro Detroit. So people know about us. They know that they can come to us, and hopefully that can help them avoid some of these other companies out there that maybe are not doing the right thing or are promising something that they can't deliver. When someone calls GreenPath, they can get a free consultation. So that call to just get your plan of action, figure out where you stand, figure out where you're going, that's completely free. If you decide to set up on our debt management plan, we're going to disclose all of the costs. And the maximum monthly fee will be disclosed before you talk with someone or before you sign up for an agreement. And for as long as I've been doing this, it always pays for itself. So you're always going to save more than you spend to be on a debt management plan.
Well, that's great. And I mean, I know we value that partnership as well. I mean, you know, if veterans are needing some assistance in getting some of their bills together, and maybe they're facing a shutoff or something like that, and they qualify for the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund, and they can get connected. So we definitely do value that. So let's just say, you know, in light of the conversation that we're having today about paths to homeownership, what would you say would be the first step for someone to take if they wanted to buy a home as it relates to coming to you all?
Yeah, so education is key when you're buying a home. And I would say that the first step is really to assess where you are, because you could be many different spots on the spectrum of homeownership. Maybe you already have your savings account. Maybe your credit is already cleared up. And now you're just trying to figure out, how do I find a great real estate agent? How do I pick the right house? Call us and we can help with that. If you're not quite there, if you need to get your credit cleaned up, if you need to start establishing a savings so that you have a down payment, call us and we'll help you with that plan. I think really the first course of action is to just give GreenPath a call and figure out where you are on the path to homeownership so that you have a clear goal and path moving forward.
Yeah, that's great information. And so if you could share your website and your information again, as far as where they can call or where they can find information to get that consultation, please, with our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us a call at 866-648-8122 or check out our website at greenpath.org.
That's great. So greenpath.org. And as always, if you were unable to write that number down, you can give us a call at 1-800-MISHFET, 1-800-642-4838, and we will get you connected to GreenPath Financial. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dusty.
Thank you for having me.
We've had a great show. We've had a great conversation. I hope that you all will take advantage of these opportunities and things that are out there, because now is the time to get your credit repaired. Now is the time to find out where you are financially so that you can make those next step decisions in order to move forward in your path. The resources are here. We're available to help you. You just need to reach out and so that we can do that. So stick around and we'll return on the Veterans Perspective.
Welcome back to the Veterans Perspective, presented by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Now back to your host, Director of the MVAA, Zanetta Adams.
And we're back. Please welcome our next guest, David Buick from the Michigan Department of Treasury. Now, David is a State Division Administrator of Property Services Division in that Department of Treasury. He has worked in the state government for over 30 years, and he is currently serves as the executive director of the State Tax Commission, as well as the Property Services Division Administrator. He is certified as a Michigan Advanced Assessing Officer and holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in biology from Alma College. Today is a wordsmith day, and a Master's of Art in Administrative Services, Public Administration from Northern Michigan University. Welcome to the show, David.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for your service and to all of our veterans for their service to the country. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. So, you know, we're talking today about homeownership and some of those opportunities for veterans. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the many resources that are available for property tax assistance for veterans. And so before we get into that, I do want to say that, you know, I am 100% disabled, had a severe injury that is still, you know, causing me issues, but I am able to utilize that benefit. Muskegon County has been great in handling that and taking care of that. So I know a little bit about some of the benefits that are out there for veterans, but I would love for you to talk more about the property tax exemption for eligible disabled veterans.
Yeah. Section 7B of the General Property Tax Act provides a disabled veterans exemption. It's for real property that's used and owned as a homestead by a disabled veteran. And that veteran has to be discharged under honorable conditions. So a dishonorable discharge would not disqualify the veteran for that. But they are exempt from all taxes collected under the General Property Tax Act. And that's important to say because one of the questions we get a lot of times is, does this exempt me from having to pay special assessments? And for the most part, no, it does not. It's only things under the General Property Tax Act. To claim the exemption, the veteran or the surviving spouse, the unmarried surviving spouse, has to file an affidavit with the local assessor and provide information showing that they do qualify for the exemption. The application for that needs to be done on tax day to the close of the December board review, and tax day is December 31st for the following year. So for this year, it would have been December 31st, 2020, until the end of the close of the December board review, which each local jurisdiction is a little bit different. But that needs to be followed with the local assessor. And the qualifications and what is meant by a disabled veteran is that the Department of Veteran Affairs has to determine that the person is permanently or totally disabled as a result of military service and entitled to veteran benefits at 100% rate. So it's defined like that just in the law. Or has a certificate from the United States Veteran Administration certifying that he or she is receiving or has received pecuniary assistance due to the disability for specially adapted housing. Or the last is, has been rated by the Department of Veteran Affairs as individually unemployable. So those three qualifications, the person has to meet one of those.
Well, that's great information because that just there's several different categories that would make someone eligible, including a surviving unremarried spouse. So I guess one of the questions would be, you know, we get a number of calls at 1-800-MICHVET about veterans who meet those qualifications and they're trying to get this exemption in their counties, but their counties are refusing to do it. What advice would you give them or where would you direct them?
Well, a great resource is the department's website, michigan.gov/taxes, michigan.gov/taxes. And on that website, there's a property tax tab. And if you click on that, there's a veterans tab. And it has all types of veterans and military information regarding both property and income tax information. So that's a good resource. But if the veteran is denied the exemption and they've gone to the board of review and they've gotten nowhere that, they can appeal that rescission with the Michigan Tax Tribunal. They have 35 days to appeal that decision to the tax tribunal.
That's great information. And it's not an optional exemption, right? It's something that has to happen if they qualify, correct?
Correct. The State Tax Commission has provided guidance to the assessors that if the individual qualifies and provides the documentation that they qualify, that they shall issue the exemption and exempt them from the property taxes. And we've provided the same instruction and training to the board of reviews when we do the board of review training every year.
And that's great information. And what I will tell our listeners is that if you want to get that letter of eligibility, you can actually get registered again with ebenefits.gov. And if you are already registered, you can go in there to manage your documents. And then you can click to find a letter of support that you can submit to your tax organization that has all the VA information and it's a certified letter. So you can get that information through eBenefits, or if you're struggling to figure it out, give us a call and we can help walk you through that at 1-800-MICHVET. So a couple more questions that I have, there are a couple of more exemptions that we can talk about for active military personnel. And we have that property tax relief for active military personnel and the principal residence exemption. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Well, the application for property tax relief during active military service as a form that a veteran can, or the veteran, or that's really for active service people that can file with the local assessor indicating that they are on active duty, which protects them from tax foreclosure in case they are unable to pay their property taxes during the time they're on active duty. It also reduces the interest rate for delinquency.
Well, that's great news. And so we've had a ton of activated National Guard members put on active duty orders. So they potentially could qualify for this tax exemption, this principal residence exemption, correct?
This is the principal residence exemption is a different beast.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The principal residence exemption was changed, 2008, so that allowed the anybody that's on active military duty to rent their home and not lose the principal residence exemption. So if they're going to be on active duty for 2 or 3 years, they're going to rent out the home, they can continue to claim the principal residence exemption by filing the affidavit for active duty military with their locally assessing officer.
That's great news. I've learned a few things today that I wasn't aware of. So for those who are activated National Guard members, if they are for the property tax relief portion, they can find that information out on your website, but they can also find out the information about principal residence exemption if they're deployed for a certain amount of years. So that's great news.
Yes. Yeah. A great resource is your local assessor. They have information on all this, and they're the ones that are going to be reviewing these forms and either granting or denying them.
Okay. Well, you know, you've provided such good information today. And can you give that website again where veterans can learn more about tax benefits and programs that they may be eligible for through Treasury?
Yeah, it's michigan.gov/taxes, T-A-X-E-S. And then you click on the property tax tab, and there's a active military and veterans tab on that page to lead you to all this information.
All right. Well, we have a few seconds left. I just wanted to say, you know, we cannot provide tax advice to our listeners, but with that said, with tax season upon us, would you be able to share just a couple tidbits of best practices potentially for veterans or anyone listening for things they should probably know about taxes or when to do, at least when to file, right?
Yeah, for the disabled veterans exemption, file it right away at the first of the year in January, get that information. It is an annual filing, so make sure that you get the information in so that the exemption is put on your property.
Well, thank you so much, David, for being with us today and joining our show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So again, I want to thank our guests, Shailene Roman and Jeff Burke, Dusty Young and David Buick for joining us today. We had a great show. Remember, as always, you can give us a call at 1-800-MISHVET to get connected to any of the resources and information that you found today on this show. Again, that's 1-800-642-4838. Remember that you don't have to go through this alone. We're here for you 24/7. You can give us a call. We thank you for joining us today. Don't forget the podcast of this will be available on WJR. Or you can find it in various other areas where podcasts are played. I hope that you all have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you again on the Veterans Perspective.